Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
And now, your daily dose of debate, breaking news, and uncensored views. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. It is a great day with the stock market closing over 31,000. And by the way, if there's some kind of a wizard, a guru, a mind reader, a parapsychologist, I don't know what it would take, but somebody who understands what is going on with the American economy. We have a terrible day yesterday when they actually did significant damage in the Capitol building. And it is shocking almost beyond belief for any of us who have ever worked anywhere near the Capitol building. As I mentioned before, when I was a very young man, I worked briefly on the Capitol. And at that time, and certainly in recent times, in September 11th, it's really tough to get into the Capitol building, even as a tourist or a visitor, even if you're giving testimony at a congressional hearing, as I've had the opportunity of doing. It's tough to get in that building. Except it wasn't tough for a bunch of crazies yesterday. Nancy Pelosi is calling for the resignation of the Capitol Police Chief. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is seeking the resignation of Capitol Police Chief Stephen Sund a day after supporters of President Donald Trump stormed the Capitol. Pelosi says the House Sergeant at Arms, another key security official, has already resigned. Look, that's appropriate, and it's appropriate taking a look at what exactly went wrong. And I, by the way, maybe I am naive, but I don't believe what everybody else seems to be saying, that somehow the police were unbelievably easy and supportive and lax on these demonstrators, that if these had been Black Lives Matter demonstrators, the police would have been much, much more aggressive in defending the turf of the Capitol. They were undermanned. They were underpersoned. They didn't have enough personnel. And part of this, which led to 68 arrests, 50 police hurt, 4 dead. The 3 others were killed in some kinds of medical emergencies in the midst of the struggle and the combat. And there was real combat. And yes, there was descriptions of combat and invocations of combat by Rudy Giuliani, who is a total disgrace. And one of the great reasons for President Trump to resign now, or to have them invoke the 25th Amendment, or have him face impeachment, which would have to make it through in record time, he only has 13 more days, would be so he doesn't give Rudy Giuliani a full pardon. Or a perhaps more likely a Medal of Freedom. Trump has told aides, CNBC is reporting, since the election, that he is considering pardoning himself. The conversations took place after the November 3rd election, but it is not clear if they have continued since the D.C. riots, which have reinvigorated calls for his immediate removal from office. The prospect of a president issuing himself a pardon is unprecedented in U.S. history. Yes, and it's never been tested by the legal system. I don't think this works, by the way. When I've talked to some pretty well-qualified constitutional law scholars, the idea of a president pardoning himself is not going to work. Now, why does this come up now? Because if you take a look at the federal legislation on the books, and it would be a federal case because it all deals with the District of Columbia, which is the federal district, there's such a thing as inciting a riot. Is it fair to say that President Trump incited a riot? Well, Judge for yourself. This is a collage that was put together of the Save America rally yesterday. And you add to this all of the president's tweets, which I talked about on the show as they were happening, and it was outrageous while it was happening. The president tweeting again and again, come to Washington, D.C., come to Washington, D.C. on the 6th when they go through this formality of voting in, or not even voting in, because they're not supposed to vote. Their only votes take place if there are objections. But basically accepting the electoral votes that have been authorized by governors and by state legislatures and by judges and have passed through the entire process, supposed to be the end of the process, not a beginning of a new process. Then the president said, come to Washington on January 6th. It's going to be wild. We're going to have a wild time. It's going to be wild. What did he mean by that? Here is a collage of speakers. I think you'll recognize many of the voices. The voices include Don Jr., Congressman Mo Brooks of Alabama, who led the objection caucus in the House that registered objections to the votes in Arizona and Pennsylvania, and then they all decided, oh, never mind. Why did that happen? Why do you think? Because it wasn't going anywhere. It was always a stupid strategy beyond even belief. But here's what the rally sounded like immediately preceding the riots. Listen.
Our country has had enough. We will not take it anymore. And that's what this is all about. Today is the day American patriots start taking down names and kicking ass. And we fight. We fight like hell. And if you don't fight like hell, you're not going to have a country anymore.
These guys better fight for Trump. Because if they're not, guess what? I'm going to be in your backyard in a couple of months.
We will never give up. We will never concede. It doesn't happen.
If you're going to be the zero and not the hero, we're coming for you, and we're going to have a good time doing it.
Let's have trial by combat.
We're going to walk down Pennsylvania Avenue. I love Pennsylvania Avenue. And we're going to the Capitol. We're going to try and give them the kind of pride and boldness that they need to take back our country.
Okay, he did not walk down Pennsylvania Avenue with a crowd. That would have been unthinkable. I'm not sure the president's that big on walking. But could the president face charges for inciting a riot after he leaves office? Very dubious legally, and pursuing that kind of charge. Look, the important thing here is making sure this doesn't happen again. Not in the next 13 days, not with any future president. Not ever again. And what is the core crime here? The core crime, the underlying lie, if you take a look, I'm having a piece in Newsweek tomorrow about the lie at the bottom of it all. The one lie that led people, and the lie at the bottom of all is that Trump won by a landslide. There is not even a scrap, not a fingernail, not a cuticle's worth of evidence that Trump actually won the election. He didn't. Now you can say there were irregularities and it's 7 million votes. Here's something you may not realize. Joe Biden, yes, Joe Biden got the highest percentage of the popular vote of any Democratic nominee in the last, let's see, it's 72 years, with only two exceptions. One exception was Barack Obama, his first time. Biden got more than Barack Obama did the second time against Mitt Romney. But the one exception was Barack Obama, where Biden was on the ticket, and the other exception was Lyndon Johnson in 1964. You have to go back to Franklin Roosevelt to find another Democrat nominee for president who got decisively more than Joe Biden. I mean, come on. The idea that this was a close election and was stolen from Trump? It is a dangerous lie. A fascinating and moving email just came in. I'll share that with you. We'll be talking with Grover Norquist coming up.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. For a limited time, you can get a queen-size premium MyPillow for the lowest price ever. Regularly $69.98, now only $29.98. MyPillow is patented and adjusts to any sleep position. It's washable and dryable, comes with a 10-year warranty, and it's 100% made in the USA. I'm also giving you deep discounts on all my MyPillow products, including my bed sheets, mattress toppers, and bath towels. That's $29.98 for a queen-size premium MyPillow and deep discounts on all my MyPillow products. Buy now and I'll extend my 60-day money-back guarantee to March 1st, 2021.
Call 800-320-6280 or MyPillow.com, promo code MedVet. That's 800-320-6280. Use the promo code MedVet for these great radio specials. Do you pay any attention to all the emphasis these days on natural food? Well, I've begun to, and I actually feel a little bit better, and it's one of the reasons that I feel so good about taking Relief Factor. Relief Factor is natural. It uses natural anti-inflammatory ingredients to reduce your level of pain, discomfort, stiffness. It really does work. And a 3-week quick start is amazing. It is a great buy. It's $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. You take 3 little packets a day, and you can feel the difference. Chances are you will, because the overwhelming majority, almost 3/4 of people who get that quick start, end up ordering more Relief Factor. Read all about it. It's a great product. You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. Go to michaelmedved.com and just click on the banner for Relief Factor. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Extendivite 7 herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
On the Michael Medved show, breaking news, General John Kelly, who, remember, he was Secretary of Homeland Security, then he was White House Chief of Staff for President Trump, a tough Marine Corps general, And really, John Kelly is one of those guys, whatever you want to say about his involvement with Trump, he's an American hero. This guy is a straight and noble guy. And he had problems trying to work with President Trump. He has his chief of staff. So John Kelly, Marine Corps general, stated that he believes the cabinet should get together and discuss invoking the 25th Amendment. Now, what the 25th Amendment requires is that the vice president, in other words, if Mike Pence wants to stop this talk, he probably could. I'm not sure he wants to. He did, by the way, an outstanding job. He was solid. He was not hot-dogging. He was not trying to hog the attention. His constitutional interpretation was spot on. The vice president did fine. And, of course, President Trump called him all kinds of names, said he didn't like him so much. And he was extremely negative toward Vice President Pence, and the demonstrators were. The demonstrator who died, Ashley Babbitt, Air Force veteran, had retweeted something that called Mike Pence a traitor, said he was guilty of treason. He should be brought to trial for treason. Mike Pence! In any event, the way it works with the 25th Amendment is if the majority of the cabinet agrees with Mike Pence, and I don't know if that includes people who have just resigned, like Elaine Chao, the Secretary of Transportation, wife of Mitch McConnell. If the majority of the cabinet agrees the president is incapacitated, then he immediately loses his presidency. He can try to fight to get it back by winning a majority of Congress. Good luck with that, Mr. President. That wouldn't happen. And the disadvantage of doing a 25th Amendment route to getting Trump out is that basically, it paralyzes the government at a time when it shouldn't be paralyzed. Now, the whole reason to try to get him out is that the government is paralyzed. It is shocking yesterday that with all of this happening, there was no response from the president. The president didn't stand up. He didn't give a live speech to America defending the idea of law and order, defending the Capitol building. Where was he? Who knows where he was? Was he playing golf? I don't know. But again, you have time to speak to this crowd, and he spoke to the crowd that had gathered on the Ellipse and that had listened to warm-up acts like Don Jr. and Rudy Giuliani and listened to all of them and Mo Brooks. And then he speaks to them for a full hour. And then when the same people are marching up Pennsylvania Avenue and attacking the Capitol building of the United States, he's missing in action. What is that about? And the reason Adam Kinzinger is a Republican, he's actually one of the sharpest and finest Republicans in the House, he has said that he is one of those people who's taking this 25th Amendment talk very seriously. The problem with it is that it could make Trump a victim and give him what he wants. What he wants more than anything else is to be the center of attention at all times. He can get that, and he can get that honorably and decently by conceding the election and calling for national unity and indicating to people that he needs to do his job seriously and not be preemptively engaged in pardoning himself and his family and other people who may be accused of wrongdoing later. There's an email that came in that I think is moving and speaks for a lot of people. It came in from one of our listeners in Aberdeen, Washington. Her name is Sarah. And she says, "Hi, Michael. I've listened to you for years, and I've always appreciated your reasonable and balanced views. I consider myself a moderate conservative. Good for you and bless you, Sarah. I cannot remember a time I have ever been more saddened and heartsick with the current events. I did vote for Trump, but I cannot support how he is currently behaving. As far as I can see, the law was followed. There was ample opportunity for any valid proof for substantial election fraud to be evaluated, and there just wasn't enough evidence that Trump ever actually won the election. I'm so sad that the positive things that Trump did achieve during his presidency will be eclipsed by these current events. He doesn't realize the extent to which that's true, Sarah, because it is profoundly true. She continues, the conservative movement in general will be damaged, and all the talk of the liberals calling Trump unstable and dangerous is to some extent proving true. As a conservative, I believe in law and order. And Trump needed to immediately speak out against mob rioting, violence, and destruction instead of focusing on his delusional belief he has won a second term. It's a dark time in our country, but there is now an opportunity for reasonable moderates to speak up and bring back decency and order to our political processes. I have to maintain hope in the goodness of our country and that all is not lost. Thank you for your time. Just needed to share my thoughts. Look, I think if you see some of the fine statements by Republicans, Lindsey Graham was terrific. Mitt Romney was superb. You expect that. Adam Kinzinger, I mentioned, was terrific. And you know what? Who else was terrific was Kelly Loeffler. Yeah, she changed her mind. She had said at that rally she was going to support the challenging of the electoral votes. Here is the problem. You mentioned that Trump should have stood up and immediately talked about law and order. He should have done that in his speech. If you're going to speak to the Save America marchers who you have summoned to Washington and you're going to address them, just like you would at a Trump rally, then you've got to tell them what you want. And he said you're going to march up there to the Capitol building? Had he thought that out? Is it really a good idea to have the demonstration move up to the Capitol building? Doesn't that sound like an invasion? Why did he say that? Why not say, you're here, and because you're here, this is what you've accomplished? And what were they supposed to be accomplishing? He said, but he could have said, this is what you've accomplished. It's because you were coming here that they have agreed to give a fair hearing. And we have Republicans who are challenging the votes from Arizona and from Georgia and from Wisconsin and Pennsylvania and from Michigan. They're all going to be challenged. As it turns out, they weren't. Partially because they were interrupted and they didn't really have the time. Meanwhile, there are all kinds of questions about how much is Joe Biden really going to raise our taxes? Will he have a free hand to do that now that the Senate has gone Democratic? We'll talk to Grover Norquist from Americans for Tax Reform about everything happening in Washington right now. Coming up.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi is calling on Vice President Mike Pence and the Cabinet to invoke the 25th Amendment and immediately remove President Trump from office following the riots at the U.S. Capitol. Pelosi joining a growing number of lawmakers in demanding the end to Trump's presidency, including Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer. South Carolina Republican Senator Lindsey Graham says this violence has to stop.
But we haven't been protesting lately. We've been burning down cities. We've been attacking federal courthouses. We've been looting in the name of social justice. And now we've occupied the Capitol. This needs to stop. To my Democratic colleagues, I share your disgust and embarrassment and determination to make sure that what happened in our Capitol never happens again. But you need to speak up when this happens in other places.
USA Radio News.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Somebody who knows Washington, who's worked with conservatives for a generation, really, more than a generation, actually, is my friend Grover Norquist. He started off as a young wunderkind, just a kid, way back in the days of the pre-Reagan administration, was one of the people who helped to guide the tax revolution that Ronald Reagan led. He was also a key supporter of President Trump's tax reform, of which the president was always duly proud. He was also somebody who knows everything about D.C. First, before we start talking about taxes and the future of taxes under President Biden, a reaction to the Capitol building actually being stormed by a mob yesterday. What do you say, Grover? Good day for the country?
Bad day for the country. Disaster for the Republican Party. Very unhelpful for Trump's legacy. With the tax cuts, he turned the economy around with his overseeing the FDA and the CDC and correcting their errors, frankly, and the six-week delay because the CDC couldn't get to a test and wouldn't let anybody else do it. He turned around the COVID vaccine in record time against the bureaucracies, despite them. Deregulation, making us energy dominant in the world, and avoiding us getting involved in too many wars overseas. He's got a record he can run on, and a Supreme Court. He saved the Constitution. That's not an understatement with his Supreme Court appointments. And the Constitution will now mean what the Constitution was actually written to say for the first time in a long time in the United States. And now he's going to be the guy who apparently said, why doesn't everybody go down to the Capitol and try to get the Congress to vote differently than they plan to? He didn't quite say that, but you know what? It just was awful. Somebody died. There's no excuse for encouraging anything. And then once he knew that there were people breaking into the Capitol, instead of like, get the heck out of there now, he said, please be peaceful. Well, most of the people were standing outside and being fairly peaceful. That was not the question. But that's not everybody. And just as in some of the demonstrations this summer, there were peaceful people and there were guys dedicated to burning things down. And you need to be able to speak clearly to rioters. And that
well,
moment
he also
was
said, now, he also said yesterday at his first response to the violence, he said this on Twitter. These are the things and events that happen when a sacred landslide election victory is so unceremoniously and viciously stripped away. You've gone through a lot of elections. Some you've won great triumphs, some you've lost. Did President Trump actually win a sacred landslide election victory, Grover Norquist?
Well, in some senses, we'll never know because of the way they didn't keep records and didn't check things in Pennsylvania and some other things. So, but you can't prove that he did, and it's not clear he did. And frankly, across the country, the House of Representatives, Republicans ran 3 points ahead of Trump. Okay, that's not fraud. That's a that shows a weakness for Trump's base vote compared to the rest of the Republican Party, the House of Representatives candidates running. So no, there were problems in the campaign. There were places where we lost votes in Georgia that a Republican should have won. There are places we lost votes in Texas that Republicans used to win. Trump had a different appeal than your standard issue Republican, which had some advantages, but it also had costs. And as president, he didn't go in and backfill the zones that he needed to work with. Had we properly addressed the Asian American community in Georgia, they'd have won that state. But,
okay, so what should Trump do now to protect his legacy, to protect the health of the Republican Party? Don't you think he ought to, I mean, tonight, make a gracious concession speech and pledge to be there at the inauguration and to be part of the transition and come into the normal world?
I think that would be very helpful, certainly the vice president. I think it would change the direction of the narrative from an ugly, unhelpful one to one that is helpful and building. Trump can have a role in rebuilding the Republican Party going into 2022 and 24, but it's not as Zeus throwing thunderbolts down and messing up Alabama's Senate race as we did, which cost us a great deal in terms of what we were and weren't able to do in the first 2 and 4 years of the administration. He needs to be a team player. And as a very large part of the modern, a representative of a very large part of the modern Republican Party, he wields real authority and could be very helpful. But when he sometimes thinks it's all him and nobody else, this is a big country, okay? No one, not even Ronald Reagan, represented all the Republicans. If you remember, Trump got more of the Republican vote than Reagan did because there were lots sorts of Republicans who at the time, they would be now, but at the time they weren't sure Reagan was their cup of tea or the right direction.
Right. Let me, in the brief time we have left, Grover,
yeah.
Who's going to be the most important figure? What's going to be the most important strategy to keep some of the coming Biden tax hikes under control? It can't be Mitch McConnell anymore, can it? Who's going to be the key person?
There's not one key person. Mitch McConnell will hold the Republicans in the Senate, McCarthy in the House. We have a very unified caucus, House and Senate, against tax increases, against spend too much, against regulation. What we need to do is, we need to do what we did after 92, when we lost the House, Senate, and presidency, which was not sign on to the bad legislation that Clinton wanted, so you didn't have your fingerprints on the disaster, and voters stood up and said, things are going worse than they used to, and I know who did it, And then the Democrats lost the House and Senate in 2 years. And the same thing happened with Obama. Not a single Republican voted for Obamacare. Not a single Republican voted for his massive stimulus spending, quote-unquote stimulus spending program. So when people looked up and were terrified and saw bad things happening, they knew who to credit and who to blame. And so as long as the Republicans hold together and say, let's do this, not that, and when the D's run off by themselves and all by themselves raise the corporate income tax to 35 or 28% higher than communist China, that's what the Democrats say they want to do, what Biden says he wants to do, when they double the capital gains tax, when their taxes damage the 401k and IRA of 100 million Americans, they're going to be unhappy. And Republicans can do two things.
Just very last question, because we're almost out of time. Is there any area where you think cooperation with Joe Biden and his goals might be possible?
Some other Democrats have put forward something that would make it easier for low-income people to get 401ks and IRAs. That is a bipartisan piece of legislation with Neo out of Massachusetts. It is possible for that to be bipartisan. That's not where Biden's head is, but it is a good bipartisan issue. We could end the policy of saying that if you have parking tickets or speeding tickets, we take away your driver's license until you pay them, which is right now in 42 states, a combination of home arrest and debtor's prison, because you can't leave your house and your car to go to work to pay the bills that are set up because you had these tickets. We are beginning the process of a federal bipartisan law, which would help make it easier for states to move in that direction. Lee is the lead Democrat. Lee of Utah is the lead Democrat on that. Ending civil asset forfeiture, where the police, without a conviction, can take your car or money that you have because they think it had something to do with a crime. And they don't necessarily have to ever give it back to you. And if it's only $1,500, you want to hire a lawyer to get your $1,500 back? It costs you more than $1,500. So there's some real challenges there. Some states, like New Mexico, outlawed.
Okay, this is all fascinating, and finding that kind of common ground that can actually use Democrats, perhaps, to achieve some conservative goals. That's the province of Grover Norquist. Information about Americans for Tax Reform and more posted on our website at michaelmedved.com. We'll be right back with some Republicans actually sounding great. Like whom are we talking about? I'll tell you, coming up.
Right now is a great time to become a MedHead at MichaelMedVed.com. When you sign up to become a premium subscriber, use the promo code WINTER40, that's WINTER40, and you'll get $20 off an annual membership. So what then is your grand total for a year subscription? Just $39, or a little more than $3 a month. And what do you get for your money? The 3-hour daily broadcast, commercial free, show archives going back over 5 years, all of Michael's current commentaries as well as commentary archives, 2 exclusive podcasts, added discounts at the MedVet History Store, and a Listen Live tab where you can catch all of the news and Michael's views that are happening in real time. It's all at MichaelMedVet.com. Go to the website, click the MedHead banner, and sign up today. Make sure to use the promo code WINTER40. It's a great way to support the show and the unique content and perspectives from Michael Medved. From all of us here at the program, thanks for listening in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
With Election Day now behind us, our economic and social problems, well, they're still here. And people are uncertain about the future, of course, with a nervous world economy and coronavirus numbers still rising. Well, wealth protection is more important than ever. I've bought gold, silver, and even platinum from my good friend and coin and bullion expert for over 40 years, Nick Rovich. Nick owns AmFed Coin and Bullion in Arizona, and he has over 25,000 long-term satisfied clients all across the United States and an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau. He's earned a reputation for honesty, for expertise, and for trust among his peers and his customers. He's a court-certified expert, and AmFed is the only company I trust in that unregulated coin and bullion industry. Whether you're interested in acquiring or selling rare coins or precious metals, call AmFed Coin and Bullion at 800-221-7694 or visit AmericanFederal.com, 800-221-7694, and learn more at AmericanFederal.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
The last year was a brutal wake-up call and proved why you should always prepare far in advance for any emergency life throws at you. This year, the smartest move is to stockpile long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts up to 25 years in storage, ready to eat the moment you need it. Listen, failure to plan means planning for failure. Why wait for another crisis when you can easily and affordably have a 3-month, 6-month, even 1-year supply of food on hand? We're My Patriot Supply, the nation's leader in emergency preparedness. We've served millions of customers for over a decade with tens of thousands of 5-star reviews. Our mission is your survival. So try our foods. They're delicious and provide 2,000 calories a day. Plus, our food kits will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in as little as 2 days. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on the food that could save your life someday. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Michael Medved Show, some more breaking news in reaction to the unforgettable, indelible events of yesterday. The federal prosecutor in charge, a federal prosecutor, does not rule out charging Donald John Trump, President of the United States, for inciting riot. The top federal prosecutor in Washington, D.C., works for the Justice Department, today pointedly did not rule out charging President Donald Trump in connection with inciting a riot where his supporters invaded the U.S. Capitol complex a day earlier. Acting U.S. Attorney Michael Sherwin said the Department of Justice will consider lodging criminal charges against anyone who played a role in the riot. The New York Times reported that White House counsel Pat Cipollone had warned Trump that he could face legal exposure for the riot given his remarks at the rally where he urged his fans to march to the Capitol. Do I think that this prosecution is going to drag on and on and on and involve Trump long after his presidency? No. But I think he can reduce the chances of that if he wants to avoid it, by coming out from whatever desk he's hiding under right now, or whatever room he's tweeting in, or he's not even tweeting. He needs to face the music and acknowledge the fact that since the election, he has been a complete abject failure. Total. When you think about it, what is it since the election that Trump has handled well? By the way, if I'm forgetting about something and some kind of brilliant triumph that Trump has achieved since the election, you can give me a call, 1-800-955-1776. Mike Pence has done fine. And it's a stunning contrast. Yesterday, after the Capitol was invaded, and when you see some of the pictures and some of the video, it is just sickening. Because the Capitol is a special place. There are memories there of some of the greatest leaders in American history worked in that very building. statuary everywhere, antique furniture, some of it smashed, windows broken. I mean, they keep the Capitol building looking pretty good. They just did a major round of cleaning about 10 years ago. In any event, Mike Pence, who appreciates the Capitol building, having worked as a member of Congress from Indiana for years, Mike Pence said this when they reconvened after the rioters were finally arrested and cleared out. Listen, 4A.
The dark day in the history of the United States Capitol. But thanks to the swift efforts of U.S. Capitol Police, federal, state, and local law enforcement, the violence was quelled. The Capitol is secured, and the people's work continues. We condemn the violence that took place here in the strongest possible terms. We grieve the loss of life in these hallowed halls, as well as the injuries suffered by those who defended our Capitol today. And we will always be grateful to the men and women who stayed at their posts to defend this historic place. To those who wreaked havoc in our Capitol today, you did not win. Violence never wins. Freedom wins. And this is still the people's house.
Strong words. And then this, 4B from Vice President Pence.
And as we reconvene in this chamber, the world will again witness the resilience and strength of our democracy. For even in the wake of unprecedented violence and vandalism at this Capitol, the elected representatives of the people of the United States have assembled again on the very same day to support and defend the Constitution of the United States. So may God bless the lost, the injured, and the heroes forged on this day. May God bless all who serve here and those who protect this place. And may God bless the United States of America. Let's get back to work.
Vice President Pence yesterday, and they continued working until the very small hours of the morning, until about 3, when they finally finished their job and certified the finality of the election, which President Trump has to get with the program. Look, this is all very problematic because the talk is not going to go away until President Trump does something about invoking the 25th Amendment. What the 25th Amendment, by the way, here's another, this is a 3-star general, not a 4-star general like General Kelly. 3-star General H.R. McMaster. I'm proud to say that General McMaster has been a guest on this show. I've also had the opportunity to speak with him off the air. He just tweeted out, "The reasons for yesterday's criminal assault on our Congress and election process are many. But foremost among them is the sad reality that President Trump and other officials have repeatedly compromised our principles in pursuit of partisan advantage and personal gain." Okay, H.R. McMaster was National Security Advisor to President Trump. He was the guy who was appointed to replace General Flynn. And by the way, General Flynn, pardoned by the president, who had called for the president to impose martial law, and General Flynn calling for the president to order the military to stage a new election? Are you kidding me? See, the problem is all of this talk is nuts. And it's toxic. And when McMaster and Kelly, generals who work closely with President Trump, are coming up and lending support to the idea of a 25th Amendment solution, General Mattis. Remember, he had three generals. Kelly, who was originally over at Homeland Security, and later White House Chief of Staff. And McMaster, who was National Security Advisor. And then Jim Mattis. His statement. Today's violent assault on our Capitol, an effort to subjugate American democracy by mob rule, was fomented by Donald Trump, Jim Mattis said. His use of the presidency to destroy trust in our election and to poison our respect for fellow citizens has been enabled by pseudo-political leaders whose names will live in infamy as profiles in cowardice. That's you, Ted Cruz. Yeah, that's you, Josh Hawley. Our Constitution and our Republican will, will overcome this stain, and we, the people, will come together again in our never-ending effort to form a more perfect union, while Mr. Trump will deservedly be left a man without a country. It's a former defense secretary. Isn't it astonishing? And it should give everyone a great deal of confidence. 10 defense secretaries, 10 of them, who served as leading the Pentagon, leading America's military, including Democrats and Republicans, got together and signed a statement written and put together by Dick Cheney about keeping the military out of politics. And you know, because they've said so, that people like Jim Mattis and H.R. McMaster, and John Kelly. These three outstanding generals all deeply regret, and have been candid about it, working with President Trump. Look, is it likely that there will be a 25th Amendment invocation or an impeachment? There will be serious talk about it, and the reason for it is this, is that look, there has to be someone home. The longer Trump hides, the longer he delays actually taking control of the situation and finally growing up and understanding, frankly, what some of the awesome responsibility is that he faces as President of the United States. Yes, and it goes beyond rallies. He has 13 days. Of those 13 days could be the best or the worst of his presidency. Mr. President, it is up to you for the sake of this greatest nation on God's green earth.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come
here.
On, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, and they made such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.